Hi guys, I'm your host Abhishek Singh and this is Road to Revamp, where we will bring mavericks from fitness industry who will share their life and journey and will give you some life-altering tips. Today we have with us the owner of the very first CrossFit box in Delhi NCR, Men's Health's Personal Trainer of the Year and the founder of the Black Box, one and only Piyush Pandey. At the time you started your journey in the fitness industry, there was no such thing like fitness industry in this country.
Okay.
And at that time, it was really hard for a coach to survive. How did you decide to jump into this industry? And you really, I mean, at that time, there was no such scope. How did you decide to enter this industry?
So, yes, yeah, you are truly right that it was not easy to start at that phase. Why it was not easy? Because fitness was not top of everybody's team.
Yeah. Okay.
That thing is pretty clear. So I don't belong to this fitness industry.
Yeah.
Okay, when I initially started my career, I worked for like a working company as a computer operator. I've done a lot of event management. I've done like a MC also.
Okay.
Okay. So those things I have done in my early days of career. Okay. But I've been athlete. I've been doing exercises for like since I remember, basically from school time. Okay. So always counted with the fit people in the school. And then all of a sudden, when I was doing this kind of job, like event management and all, I used to be active. Like whenever I get time, I used to run at like 11 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night. So that athletic part was always there. Always there. But all of a sudden, like one day there was a job in a local hotel, a resort in there in Delhi itself. So they were looking for a trainer basically. Not a trainer, just a structure. And I was pretty young, I was like 19 years old.
Yes.
Okay, maybe 20, I don't remember. So I went there and they said like they took me a small interview. Because those people even didn't know about what is
Yes,
fitness.
yes,
For
yes.
like they asked me, what is this machine? I have never seen this treadmill that time. So like ये तो भागने का लग रहा है, ट्रेडमिल जॉगर है, क्योंकि ट्रेडमिल नाम भी नहीं सुना था कभी। तो बिकॉज़ आई यूज्ड टू वर्क ऑन अ रियली रॉ जिम दैट दैट टाइम लाइक यूज्ड टू बी द जिम इन छतरपुर सेल इन बंगाल। सो यूज्ड टू गो देयर एंड वर्क आउट बट द लाइक दिस वाज रियली गुड दैट टाइम
यस
लाइक एंड देन यू नो
या
हैड एब्स एंड एवरीथिंग। सो मुझे सर लाइक अच्छा जॉगर है तो इसको भागना आता है, इसको तो इतना तो नॉलेज है कि इसके भागने की मशीन है, तो क्लियर हो गया एकदम। तो उसके बाद उसने एक मल्टी जिम दिखाया, देन इसे लाइक एक्सरसाइज इसमें कौन कौन सी एक्सरसाइज होती है, दैट वाज प्रीटी इजी लाइक देयर इज अ लैट पुल डाउन। ओके, इसको बस एक्सरसाइज करके दिखाया, मूवमेंट अच्छी थी तो अच्छी मूवमेंट हुई। दैट्स हाउ स्टार्टेड बेसिकली एंड देन आफ्टर दैट लाइक देयर इज नो लुकिंग बैक। बट आई फेल्ट समहाउ आई वाज डूइंग द थिंग
This is not something which you actually want to
Yeah,
start.
because when we used to do a training in a school, we used to have a lot of like a free activity, a lot
Yes,
of free
yes,
activity, you
yes.
know, a lot of like an open thing. When you went into the gym, like you have a burden to teach a certain
Yes.
fixed stuff.
Yes.
Okay, somebody is coming to you have to give them an exercise on the machines because
Yes.
there is no open ground, nothing, you know. It was
There
like
was
that.
no such thing like in India. We used to do different stuff
Yeah.
in fields, in Malkhamma,
Even
but these
yoga,
gyms,
even
yes, even yoga.
so many things, you know, the running and everything. So you have to run, you have to burn electricity more than calories,
Yeah.
you know, the treadmill. Okay, so it's like you burn more electricity than burning the calories.
Yeah.
Okay, it's better to run outside.
True.
Okay, find a good weather. If you can't find a good weather, do skipping inside, you know. Okay, that's pretty simple. Okay, you're not actually at least wasting energy.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm totally against this electronic equipment.
Haha.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of like a treadmill. I'm not a big fan of like electrical trainers or stationary bike. I don't know. Okay, and then once you are through with those equipment, even though those are the functional movement, because running is functional movement,
Yeah.
even
Obviously.
electrical is also functional movement, is a running
This is
movement.
another controversial topic, functional
Yeah,
movement.
so running is a functional movement, but running the treadmill is a functional node, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So, but once you're done with cardio section, you have to go on the machines where you do bodybuilding.
Yes.
It was like a flexion, extension, bicep curl, and all these things. Pitcher, like very like a T-bar row, and all these things, you know. So, but I enjoyed a lot actually. So started teaching all these things because when you do those kind of movement, you get a good defined body.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Yeah. So you got like a good definition body, even though you're not taking like a substances. So you want bulk up, but you get a definition. You get like a low fat percentage and everything, good definition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And how did you you did this job, and then how did you start with Fitness First? Because I think in Fitness First, you guys set up Fitness First, I guess.
We used to work in a Gurgaon home.
Okay.
That time, like the Fitness First was about to launch.
Mm-hmm.
I quit the job, and I was like just doing a free class thing.
Mm-hmm.
But few friends, okay, they are still there.
Okay.
Still there, they are like a founder. So, I believe that I was in like a founder of Fitness First, first generation in India. Okay, so I was like a first gold trainer, then platinum trainer.
Okay.
I was the one who sold like a first personal training in India for them.
Even then, this concept was there, personal training and all.
Fitness First is the only company who bought the personal training concept in India. Okay. Yeah, because before that, people had no idea about like what is personal training, why you should pay extra apart from like a gym membership, you know,
totally.
To get the, like a proper this thing, you know. So yes, I was like a Fitness First, but that was like a just a job, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So first we joined as a trainer, then we became freelance trainer, and then started doing personal training and all.
Okay.
But the turning point is like that to know about CrossFit. Research about the CrossFit, and that phase when like nobody knows about CrossFit. So I tell you how it started basically. I used to train one of my clients as a personal trainer. That guy is Filipino.
Okay.
And he used to work for Citibank. He went like a kind of here for like for a while in India.
Mm-hmm.
So he chose me as a personal trainer, mm-hmm. and then I started training him.
Okay.
And that guy was really heavy. I think like I don't remember. He was like 138 kg. And with my training, with his own effort, with his own diet, with his own research, because that time I was not at some.
Yes.
Okay, it was like initial phase of my career. Yeah. But I used to train him. I used to like make him burn a lot of calories, you know.
Yeah.
So he lost a lot of weight.
Okay. Yeah.
So he came in two digits.
Okay.
And when he came, so he was on an office trip to LA instead. So. Somehow he founded there a training called Jim Jones.
Okay.
Then he came to me when he came to India and said like, you should check out this thing. It's called Jim Jones.
Okay.
And he said, what is this? Is this like the guy that trained people like this top celebrity in
Hollywood? Yes. Okay. Fighters and all.
Yeah. This Bobby Maximus and then yes. What's his name? Kim something.
I think he joined CrossFit also.
I have done like a little study. I'm not sure about that study so much because nothing much available about Jim Jones and CrossFit together basically, how they were together in the initial phase. But yeah, like they used to be a similar kind of training, but Jim Jones kept himself very exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Glassman, the founder of this CrossFit, decided to go worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the like a big gym business. Yeah. Still very, very specific. Basically, they don't have everybody. They don't have so much of like a happening website like a CrossFit.
Yes.
So they basically they train like a top celebrities and they do like a project kind of thing. Okay.
True.
They basically so suppose something like they want to do movies coming like a 300 or like a Superman movies coming. So they train for like a 2 years, 3 years, and they get like 100% plus promotion for that particular celebrity. You know. So when I landed on some of the YouTube videos, then I could find out like a 300 workout and all these things, you know, Superman's training, Batman's training, you know, that time. So I left it, man, this is insane. Like, how is possible to do this? I decided to try a few of my workouts on my own body and then made them to Ramon, my friend, the Filipino guy. So he said, like, this is good. And then after that, like I was like just doing for 2 years. Like I remember that this was at 2008. For almost like one and a half, two years, I was just like following internet, meeting all the friends and stuff, doing all these things, functional thing. Even I don't even know what's functional. Okay, people call it a functional thing, but a functional word is pretty simple. I ask like so many people, like, sir, we do functional training.
Yes.
Okay, what is functional training? You sir, we do battle roping, we do rope climbing, we do deadlift, we do clean and jerk, we do kettlebell, we do boxing. Okay. But what is functional training? Sir, this is functional training.
Okay.
Brother, this is functional movement. But what is functional training?
Yes.
So, they have no answer. Okay, sir, you tell me what is functional training. Oh, functional training is to function well. Functional training, then you have to be functionally sound in all the domains, all the prospect of human functionality. Human functionality, you know? Okay. It's not just like if you're good with deadlift, it means you're strong. But how about your cardio? How will you be able to run 10 km? Will you be able to jump like a 24-inch box? Okay. Will you be able to scale up like a certain height with the rope climbing?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the thing. Basically, that answer we found with CrossFit.
Okay.
Because CrossFit is basically, if you look at, I'm not talking about CrossFit Games right now, but the CrossFit originally is very balanced.
That's true.
Very balanced thing. Okay. And CrossFit is not, you see on social media.
Yes.
The CrossFit philosophy stays inside the CrossFit books. CrossFit genders. You know, CrossFit knowledge, the CrossFit teacher, the CrossFit coaches, the head coaches, they know what is CrossFit. Okay.
But
they
have spent a totally different route. I think. I mean, people think that CrossFit is all about.
I say like this is the primary route, but totally different to the other routes people are following. Because when we talk about functional things, the functional is like from day one. Okay, nobody going to teach you like how to squat.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a daughter. She's like hardly 1 year old now, but she knows how to do squat.
Software.
Yeah. So I know like 8 year old guy can do deadlift. He can lift up like a luggage. Suitcase or something sticking to the ground, it's called catlift. Okay, so I don't think it's like a totally different route. It introduced late. It was introduced with a concept. It introduced with a system.
Okay.
It introduced a system. I know. When I did not do my certification, I did not do CrossFit course, didn't do my internship, didn't spend time on like with the CrossFit minded people.
Yeah.
Then I was doing guidance stuff. Okay. चलो आज ये कर लेते हैं कल वो कर लेते हैं परसों ये कर लेते हैं ठीक है
फिर उसके स्ट्रक्चर है
आगे उसके बीच में बाइसेप्स डाल दो उसके बीच में आइसोलेशन डाल दो वो सब चीजें होती थी लैट पुल डाउन डाल दो बैक के लिए तब कर लो तो वो सब चीजें होती है आज भी लोग करते हैं
मोर लाइक क्रॉस ट्रेनिंग
हाँ क्रॉस ट्रेनिंग सर्किट इस तरह की चीजें बना लेते थे तो वो सब चीजें बड़ी सिंपल होती थी बट द क्रॉसफिट इज होल टुगेदर इज अ वेरी डीप वेरी थॉरो नॉलेज दैट इज माय कमेंट अबाउट इट ऑन डॉट लाइक क्रॉसफिट
So, do you think CrossFit is the answer to all modern-day issues? Like, just because of sedentary lifestyle, people are, they're not active, they're not moving enough. So, you think that 20-minute, 30-minute workout, and that is the answer?
No. The answer is basically, it's first of all individual study, and then after that, individual programming.
But how is it possible?
It is possible.
CrossFit is a group class.
See. There is no such thing called CrossFit. CrossFit is a brand.
Yeah.
Okay. CrossFit is a brand. But inside the CrossFit training, what is there? The movements.
Okay.
Yeah. And movement is always is surrounded by the people with like a coaches. They decide.
Yes.
Okay. Their choice. Okay. Just throwing the movements on a whiteboard and ask like a 100 of people or 50 of people standing in a class
same,
or doing the same thing.
Same group doing everything same.
Yeah. Same. This. Slightly out of the way.
Yeah, because every person is different.
Yeah. See, doing a CrossFit class, doing a CrossFit workout is a different thing altogether. I'll explain you how. Okay. So in my class, suppose I'm doing a couplet workout. I got a skipping, a double unders, or deadlift. Okay, two movements. Okay, one is coming from gymnastics. One is coming from weightlifting. One is coming from back one.
Yes.
Okay. So you're doing two things, okay. So the beauty about CrossFit says If you're good at something, you will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Okay, you will appreciate yourself.
Yes.
Okay. If you're bad at something, you will hurt your ego.
Mm-hmm.
You hurt your ego so hard that you realize, okay, this is the thing is lacking inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll give an example of two movements. One is deadlift. If I'm strong, I can do a deadlift unbroken, say like a 21-15 line.
Yes.
Okay. Something like that. And if I'm bad with double unders, then I'm gonna spend like a half an hour to just getting a double under. Oh, I have a sneaky count chance, just do a single unders and move out.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the difference. Okay. So other way around, if my double under, the skill is very good, but I don't have the strength to pick up the weight,
yeah,
I'm gonna compromise with the bar. Or compromise with the technique.
Form.
Okay. This is the things happen most of the gym inside.
Yes.
Okay. So if the person coming to you, if you like, there are going to be two kind of people in your gym. One is going to be good with skill, one is going to be good with strength.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or maybe some, if you put another thing, basically, somebody is good with gymnast, suppose. Okay.
Yes.
So if somebody is good with gymnast, he's going to enjoy that thing.
Yeah.
He's going to enjoy the muscle, he's going to enjoy the pull up, he's going to enjoy the handstand walk, you know, there's something. But the real coach, the head coach, the leader of the class has a total responsibility to balance his fitness. Okay, he is good with handstand walk, but how about his deadlift? Okay, how is he going to balance? That's the basically area the coach needs to work on his own capability instead of focusing, telling the
make people achieve those 10 general domain of fitness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 10 domains of fitness is also, you know, so see, if I say like we cover 10 domains of fitness, but we don't cover all 10 domains of fitness, we cover like a 4 or 5 or 6 because people come into our gym, they already have a couple of domains.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming from like a bodybuilding background, I'm sure he has a mature muscle, he must be have a power
strength.
Okay, somebody is coming from the running background, a marathon runner suppose, he must be having endurance. Okay, so his burpee time will be faster than mine.
Yes.
He can carry oxygen for like, it's like a 50 burpee of time, he can finish in like 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes. Okay, other guy coming from the gym, he can spend like 7 minutes to finish 50 burpees.
Yes.
That's different. So this is the basically called programming. So somebody is doing, like in CFL, what we do, if we have like so many people working out, so we have a screening, okay, because people spending 2 class, 3 class, 4 class with us, we know his capability is this capability is this capability. Especially he's coming in a regular class at this time. Coaches are totally aware about like what they have, the strong area, basically where they are lacking. And this is how you balance basically. This is how you balance it. And that's possible.
Yeah.
That's possible.
But I still feel skeptical about it because I have seen in many gyms.
Yeah. I told you, this is not the problem of the people performing in the gym. It's a problem
with the leader,
the coach. Okay. The coach has to see, first of all, it's about your programming. Okay, how you program your gym.
Yes.
Okay. So some of the gym they have a strength bias, some gym has a gymnast bias, some of the endurance bias, you know. So that one thing is going to be a strong point of you in that particular box. If you're going for the strong strength bias, you'll find like a lot of strong people.
Yes.
If you're going for the endurance bias gym, you'll find like people doing like a rowing 500,
two and a half minute,
you know.
Yeah.
So you'll see that difference always. But the coaches, are they like updating themselves?
Yes.
On a regular basis,
yeah.
What they are doing for their own knowledge. Okay.
True.
How they are getting their own feedback.
Right.
You know, I used to take my own feedback because I was like a first guy doing a CrossFit class. But how to get a feedback?
Yeah, you told me once that you used to put a camera.
Yeah, I used to have a camera on the corner and used to do recording for a full 1 hour class. And after a class at night around 11 o'clock, I used to hook that thing with my laptop and used to do no screen. I used to hate myself. I used to hate myself. Man, this is ये मेरी coaching है. मैं ऐसे सिखाता हूँ. ये मेरी body language है. ये moment में fix करा रहा था, fix हुई ही मैं आगे चला के दूसरे client के पास.
Right, right.
ठीक है. और मैंने उसको जिस client को ठीक कराया मैं घूम के आया तो वही client गलत कर रहा
है. Yeah, it means that same thing is not working for him.
हाँ तो मतलब ये मेरा feedback है. और वो self feedback है. मैं कैसे करूँ अपने आप को ठीक.
So this self criticism actually helped you.
Yes, yeah, but that was like one of the it's very hard, you know.
I
so when you record your voice and listen yourself, you say this is my voice.
Yeah, sometimes you feel it is too bad.
Yeah,
how is my voice?
Same thing. You know, how you walk in the class, how you correct the movement.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
And after so
So this is the challenge, basically. This is the challenge.
That's true.
Like when I started with you, and even after that, I see beginners. We used to do on-run classes, and in other gyms, we used to do trial classes.
Mm-hmm.
Newbies feel really scared when they see CrossFit people doing workout. I mean, those gyms, those who don't have, which don't have those beginner's classes, structure or on-run classes structure, they just bring the people and okay, you can join any class and just do whatever they're doing. They're scared about it. But people really feel afraid, I would say, and at the same time, they feel, I won't be able to do it.
Yeah. I don't think this is like a big problem in that. It's like a how you take those people in confidence.
Okay.
Like a realizing that like, this is not a rocket science. This is not a, like a
something different.
A heavy thing that you can't do. Okay, you can do it. Okay. So let them explain. There's like a the CrossFit never says like a, you have to start from the top. Never
yes.
says. Okay, so CrossFit always says like you're going to have a mechanism first and then you're going to have a consistency
yes.
and then you're going to have an intensity. So intensity phase takes like a hard 3 to 4 months to reach there.
True.
Okay, maybe more.
Yes.
Okay. Mechanism itself is like a 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody is coming to your class, then you have to be sick confidently. Okay, this is your first class. I'm not going to give you the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give you the workout. Okay, maybe the same one if like is doing on the bike board, you
yes.
can write down a different version of workout, scale version.
Yeah.
And say like just perform the movement. Okay. And just perform the movement. And if the movement is good, his movement is non-injurious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His back is not stiff. It's like the movements are not stiff. The range of motion is good.
Yeah.
Then ask him to do with consistency. Like I try to add some speed in your movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the whatever the AMRAP is doing or like a downshore time is doing. So it's like a, hey, I'm giving you this task and I want this much of effort.
Yeah.
Let's see where you land.
There's no need to run.
No, about this thing. So let's see, like often we do this kind of workout in our gym. We say like a 7-minute AMRAP. 7 minutes is like a very small time for the newbies also. Without any intensity, what we used to give body weight exercises. Two body weight exercises, one with a weight, maybe like a kettlebell swing or dumbbell push press or something that, you know. So we'll do like a 7-minute AMRAP, 7 squat. 7 kettlebell swing, 7 box stepper, or maybe 7 sit-ups, something like that.
Okay. Or rows or something.
Yeah, you can have like a ring row and everything. Yes. Okay. So we put 3 movement differently, and then we say like this, you are your own, okay, we are not watching you, okay, we are just giving you the movement, okay, because first day I am not able to fix his squat, because in squat I have to fix his heels, you have to fix like a knee drag, like the spine, the chest upright. Like so many things are there to fix it up. Okay, so you find like 2 to 3 things are haywire. That's still okay because he's not holding a heavy barbell in his back. So he won't bust up his knees. So but I still say like just carry on. It's a 7 repetition after 7.
Sit down and get up.
Yeah, let's go down and get up, down and get up, and then you go for a different movement, get to wrestling and then go. So I say like a 7 timer, this thing, and you do this workout and just give me the result. Yeah, I say stop, 3, 2, 1, go. And then I go take a round and then come. I say like how many rounds is it? Like I said 3 rounds. Okay. Okay, you still have 5 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go. Okay, keep going. After 7 minutes, stop. Okay, how many did you do? Okay, so I do this much. Okay. So I say like this is your score. 7 minute time rep. You did 8 rounds in 7 minute time rep. 7, 7, 7. Okay. What I do next, I write down the date next to this workout. And ask him to use his smartphone to click that photo.
Okay.
And then I ask you to save this photo in your folder, never delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And join my CrossFit classes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After 2 months, 3 months, I want you to repeat this workout scene. Maybe you can use a heavy kettlebell. But I want to see like how much improvement you can see.
So try
your progress. Yeah, so that's basically, if somebody is like a pro coming to my gym, I'll ask him to do friend to test his fitness or benchmark workout. Okay, so this is your friend time. 21:59 thruster and pull-ups. Okay, this is your friend time. Improve it. If you are a pro,
yes.
If you're not a pro, you're a newbie, just do 7 minute AMRAP, 3 movements. Okay. And after 3 months, repeat this workout. And give me your time. Compare your time. Okay. Take on the snap that you have taken the 3 months back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you have done the workout. You have done like 8 rounds today, you have done 12 rounds. And you're using a heavier kettlebell. Earlier you used 8 kilo kettlebell, now using 16.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Okay, so that's how. But you have to take new people in. See, how you will change, bring the change. How you will bring the change. Okay, you vote for new government, expect new things to happen.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You try to get new client.
True.
And expect, see, if it's like this guy, his movement is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your responsibility as a post
to
fix it, you know? Okay, if his movement is not good, then who will fix it?
True.
This is true. Okay, he cannot fix it himself. Okay, so that's the thing. Basically, you want to change, bring the change, then you need resources. If you want to bring the change in fitness industry, then you need like that much of mass, a clientele. Okay, if the people is not coming to your box, people are not coming to your class, then who will you teach?
That is whose movement you will fix. But the way, I mean, you actually cross the dimensions of CrossFit level when manual. I think we need much more than that to be a better coach.
So there's no harm in...
No, following a basic. That is a basic step. You just take one step. But I think there is much more than that to become a better coach and to understand the needs of a better
coach. When you finish level 1 coach, then in the end, all the head coaches, like a seminar staff, they say, finishing this certification will not make you coach.
Yeah, they suggested us
many
books and all.
They suggest you to spend time. They suggest you to do internship.
Yes.
They suggest you to do, look at your egos.
Yeah.
Like they suggest you to do so many things.
Journals.
Journals and everything. You practice, everything. See, people practice muscle up in first session. Some of the people they get like a bulletproof. 90% people they don't get muscle up in their certification. Maybe 1% athletic guy can get a muscle
up. Good pull ups and
okay. But to get those muscle up, people take 1 year, six months. Okay, so look at that way. That's the example. So if you cannot get a muscle up in your first level of certification, how you can be a coach next
just
day?
Just 1 day or two.
Next day.
Yeah.
Because you got the paper in your hand.
Yes.
Okay. And Friday night, you are a layman.
Yeah.
And Monday morning, you are a CrossFit level number coach. You change your Facebook status.
Yes.
This is not justified.
Yeah. At least 1 year.
Yes. Only,
yes. Yeah. Totally. People do so many different certification. They.
Or other way around. People going for like a heavy book certification. Whatever the
CSCS.
The CSCS is very good. ACS is very good. But what? There's only theory.
Yes.
Only theory. A lot of things. You're talking about ATP to your client. You know?
You're
talking about like an endomorphic, mesomorphic body type to your client.
What is the point?
You don't know like what is the axis of your knee to fix, to make your client sit on the extension machine.
Yeah.
You don't know like what is the height of your lacunae machine.
Yeah,
how to
how to fix that.
You know like what is the angle of your bicycle when you do a barbell or dumbbell or hammercurl or anything of which muscle. You know like how to isolate muscles. But you have finished the book and you become a certification. You got the paper in your hand.
Yeah, but you need common sense.
Common sense is not very common. Common sense is not very common.
And again, I'll get back to the same thing. You also stated that your box is a strength bias box. How do you decide? I mean, do you decide as
well? It's very simple. See, the people leading me.
No, I have seen you doing lifting almost every day. When I used to be your intern, you used to do lifting without fail.
I still do.
So, what is the reason? Why?
So, I say, like, a lot of the things you enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of the things you suck at. So the thing you don't like, you do it less.
Yes.
So that's also like a majority. So in my gym, basically, actually like my gym is a strength bias because we have a lot of lifting coaches. So they enjoy doing lifting. And they enjoy coaching also those things.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, so those things like Pradeep, he's in Oriya, he's into national weight.
Yeah.
So he loves fixing snatches. He loves you find every second guy is doing a decent snatch in my gym.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, decent clean. Clean though you find everybody is doing a
clean. Yeah.
Bubble path.
Even in this competition, lifters are warming up the other snacks.
So this is called a strength bias, you know. So you have a majority of the thing, you just, it comes front of the people. Okay. But doesn't mean that we don't teach pull up, we don't teach muscle up, we don't teach wall ball shot and other things, you know. So it's always fixes. These things called like a bias thing. The majority of the thing you will see in a programming or maybe there's like a setup of the team or there's like a people doing around is like you will find like this thing is like a superior than the other moments. Okay. That's the only thing called a bias thing, basically.
And at the same time,
but like putting a bias training, that's a different technology. Okay,
okay, this is not same. Like I am biased with strength.
Yeah, I'm biased with strength. Oh, ek alag cheez hai. Bias with strength, basically. I know one of my friends. She was here to do competition for CrossFit Games in 2011. She used to take a strength bias in the morning and back home in the evening. Why? Yeah. Because her coach suggested her to lift, change the number of his lift, basically. Increase the number of his lift, basically. So he's like, I don't have a time. So it's like, I just do like a half an hour of lifting in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just one lift or two lift. So keep like a stand by a training separate and do your regular mat corner training or skill in the evening. Okay, so that's how people mix up the training. Okay, like a rich knowledge trains like a 3 times a day.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's always like a little choice and requirement and like what the like the coaches are suggesting. Okay, I know one guy, like somebody is coming from a marathon background and all of a sudden he said like I want to open a CrossFit box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely there's no harm opening a CrossFit box. He can also teach strength training skills,
yes.
Snatches and everything, gymnastics and everything. But he may enjoy doing running kind of
workout. He'll be more inclined towards
More inclined towards like a rowing stuff or,
yes.
Or double under skipping or maybe endurance-based training basically. So you will see like people doing like a lot of endurance. I
yes,
know
yes.
Like some of the gyms are like
yes.
Endurance based gym. You'll find like a gymnast guy, what's his name? Carl Pauly. He does like a lot of gymnast guys.
Yes.
Training, you know.
Yes.
So it's always a individual choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what other ways apart from CrossFit which you use with your clients? Personal training or CrossFit? Both. What other ways?
See, personal training is always different. When we go for a personal training client, we never open a mouth and we are going to do a CrossFit training. Okay.
Yeah.
It's always because personal training is basically a very specific subject.
Mm-hmm.
In that you understand the body of the individual.
Yeah.
Because it's going to hire you as a your personal trainer. Why is hiring you a personal trainer to fix his entire body system and everything, lifestyle, everything. So first of all, it has to be a proper thorough study, a screening of your client. And then after the second step is your programming.
Yes.
Okay. And then the training. Okay. So if I say like, he say like, if you, I want to do CrossFit, but I also want to do a good physique. So
okay.
I want like a decent sized bicep.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't mind putting a bicep skull in training. Okay. You know, there's no harm. Okay. So second thing, he say like, if you, I love doing CrossFit. I love doing like a 20 minutes, 30 minutes mat one. But also I want to do a math in running. I want to do the ADHM in November. So I'll say, okay, let's focus on like endurance training. So I design a running program. Maybe 2 times or 3 times a week. So I don't know how to define like that entire programming is called CrossFit.
Yes.
So it's going to be specific.
Okay, so if you want to build a body like bodybuilder, then you cannot choose CrossFit as one stop solution. You have to add isolation, you have to add other things.
No, see, you can see, I can give you an example of two people. One is Rich Froning, let's say, other way around, like a Matt Fraser, or maybe Ben Smith.
But not a lot of people, like in CrossFit gyms.
So you say, like, Rich Froning has a very defined body, very defined body.
Yes.
But the other way around, you find, like,
Chris Peeler,
the other guy. No, not crispy. His skill is very defined, like Matt Fraser. His body is slightly chubbier than, like, it's not like a bodybuilder.
Yes.
He's not that defined, but he's still like a fittest man on earth.
Okay.
So, it's always like a high body type, and second, like a body eating. Body putting in a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bodybuilding is more about like the nutrition. Okay.
Yes.
How you control your calories. How quality of calories you're putting in your body. Okay. How much isolation you're doing it. Like, if you're going for a like Mr. Olympia, you cannot fly across the world.
Yeah, you cannot work out like Rich Froning.
You cannot pose like a back double biceps, but doing a like a deadlift or maybe pull up or muscle up or butterfly pull up, you know. So CrossFit is basically increasing your work capacity across broader time and model domain. But bodybuilding is about like a standing on a stage, flexing your muscle and like proving yourself like you have a best physique, best body.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say like a bodybuilding is bad, I won't say like a CrossFit is bad, I won't say like a bodybuilding is good or CrossFit is good.
It's not
okay.
But
this is always a choice.
Yeah.
Okay. It's always a choice. See, this is the fitness industry is an open market. Okay. And you are your own to decide like what kind of training you want to do. Okay. What part you want to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
What part you choose.
Yes.
Okay. This is your choice. Okay. See, people coming to this gym or people going to other gym, what they are doing, they have one thing in common. They respect their body.
Yeah, they want to look good.
They respect their body. They respect their health.
Yes.
Okay. They want to be healthy so they can enjoy the lifestyle. They can enjoy the family. They can give their health to their family.
Yeah.
Okay. I know one of my close friend, his father passed away when he was very young because of like a diseases, you know, a lot of diseases. Why? And today, he realized that I don't have a father.
Yes.
Okay. But the people coming to the gym, they are working on fitness. See, people ask me a certain length of question. What is the first priority to do a workout?
Yeah.
Was it the first priority to do workout? I'll ask you this question, give me the answer.
See, for me, I've stopped doing workout for the last 2 years. I only train. And I train to become better mover.
Yeah.
And a healthy person.
Your workout is basically movement-based. Right?
Yeah, movement-based. Yeah. And healthy lifestyle, that's it.
So, my answer is always basically the first priority of an individual to do workout, to keep your reports okay.
Yeah,
medical reports.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a diabetes, if you have a hypertension or if you have some other disease in your body, then you cannot think about next level. The first priority is going to be fix your thing.
Yes.
Why? Like 70 people, 60% people come to the gym, once their doctors say go to the gym, otherwise you will die.
Yeah.
Then why? Because your blood pressure is so high. And the people come to the gym, sir, my blood pressure is high. Doctor will like treadmill, then the blood pressure will come. सही बात है कार्डियो करोगे तो फर्क पड़ेगा जिसको
हार्ट
बट वो कार्डियो करने के लिए आपका स्टेमिना नहीं है
yeah.
आपको कहीं से तो स्टार्ट करना पड़ेगा
yeah.
आप आओ सही पीपल बाय मेंबरशिप एंड दे डोंट शो ना डोंट शो अप
यस
यू नो आई रिमेंबर वन गाय एंड दैट्स आल्सो अ बिग कंसर्न विद द लाइक पीपल द जिम बेसिकली कोचेस एट द जिम आई रिमेंबर वन इंसिडेंट इन माय लाइफ अ लॉन्ग बैक अराउंड लाइक 10 इयर्स बैक अ ओल्ड एज गाय केम ही सेड ही इज गिवन एंड ही फिल्ड हिज फॉर्म एंटायर फॉर्म with like so many diseases, like he has a thyroid, he has a, and he's a decent age also, like 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, like, I have a hypertension, I have a diabetes,
thyroid,
I have like the pancreas operation and everything he has done. So many things is there. Then the trainer asked him to do like 5 minutes of warm-up on upright bike, also a recumbent bike, and then he said like, come. And he started spinning with biceps.
Okay.
And luckily, that client, That person was basically a doctor.
Oh,
he himself was a doctor. The first question to the trainer, he says, "Ki yaar, mere ko apna blood pressure kya banta? Mere ko biceps kya banta?"
Good question.
Smart question.
So, wo keh raha sir, biceps karoge to aapka blood pressure kam hoga. Okay. Lekin kaise? Sir, wo muscle banega to metabolism badhega, ya badhega, wo badhega. To डॉक्टर है उसको ज्यादा पता है क्या ट्रेनर को आगे खड़ा हो गया नहीं गए चलो ठीक है उसने बात टाली एक सेशन के बाद वो फिर वो मेरे पास आया घूम करके पांडे जी सुना है आपके बारे में कि आप
अच्छा
ठीक करके नहीं करा लेते हो तो मेरे को तो बड़ी दिक्कत है शरीर के अंदर मैं भी डॉक्टर हूँ तो कुछ मेरी ट्रेनिंग के बारे में सोचो मैंने कहा सर मैं तो डॉक्टर तो नहीं हूँ लेकिन मेरे को थोड़ा बहुत पता है तो मैं क्या करता हूँ मैं आपकी पहले ना फॉर्म निकाल करके पढ़ लेता हूँ फिर आपके साथ बैठ कर बातें करते हैं और फिर मैं आपके हिसाब से ट्रेनिंग कराऊंगा आपको लगेगा कि इस ट्रेनिंग में दम नहीं है या मैं गलत कर रहा हूँ तो मुझे बता देना कि ये गलत हो रहा है क्योंकि मेरे को पता है कि आपको वैसे ज्यादा पता है मूवमेंट्स आई कैन फिक्स
ट्रू
ठीक है मूवमेंट आई कैन फिक्स आई कैन मेक यू बर्न मोर कैलोरीज आई कैन मोटिवेट यू आई कैन मेक श्योर यू फिनिश द टास्क
ट्रू
ओके बट बीमारियों के बारे में मुझे नहीं पता ठीक है उसके आउटपुट के बारे में मुझे नहीं पता सब चीजें मिली है देन आई टुक दिस फॉर्म एंड दैट टाइम दैट बिकॉज़ आई डिडंट हैव कंप्यूटर होम सो आई यूज्ड टू गो टू साइबर कैफे द नेट वाज वेरी स्लो यूज्ड टू बी लाइक इंटरनेट एक्सप्लोरर एट
इट्स बैक इट्स हार्ड टू
फाइंड सो यूज्ड टू सिट लाइक हाफ एन आवर सर्चिंग अबाउट लाइक अ थायराइड एंड मेटाबॉलिज्म डिजीज एंड हाइपरटेंशन लाइक That was the turning point of my phase. Before that, it was just like a normal training, training in the gym, basically doing random stuff, focusing more about my physique, playing more, standing in front of the mirror and seeing myself. So I was like that, basically. But that was a turning point when if you don't have a knowledge, you cannot bring change.
True.
You cannot bring change. You cannot fix anybody's body. You cannot give result if you don't have a knowledge. And my suggestion to this upcoming generation, I mean all the like people in the industry, improve your knowledge on a daily basis. Okay.
True.
If you get something, some question, and you don't have an answer, try to find the answer. Try to find the answer.
Because new things, new researches are coming every day.
Yes.
And it is actually better to keep abreast.
Yes.
Like we have started about bringing knowledge and all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's come to the diet. So you support these new traditions are going on, paleo, zone, and do you think it is? I totally agree. These are these diets work, but are these diets okay for Indian people?
Because as I
Indian population.
कोई भी दाल चावल खा करके बीमार हमारे जो इंडियन डाइट है ना जो हमारे घर में खाना बनता है वो बिल्कुल भी हार्मफुल नहीं है उससे कोलेस्ट्रॉल नहीं बनता कोई रात को रोटी सब्जी खा करके अपना कोलेस्ट्रॉल नहीं बढ़ाता ठीक है बड़ा सिंपल है तो द न्यूट्रिशन इज नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम द प्रॉब्लम इज अ लाइफस्टाइल ओके
ओके
नो 10 इयर्स बैक व्हाट वाज द लाइक अ लाइफस्टाइल ऑफ द पीपल Most of the people doing the government service or even doing a private job, they mm-hmm. used to wake up in the morning, they used to have one paratha, two paratha, with chai, four achar or something like that. And then used to go to the office, they have like 11 o'clock tea and then after that they used to have like a tiffin,
yes.
homemade, because they cannot afford like restaurant food.
Yeah.
And there was no like a big joints, there was no like a fast food corners. And then in the evening again they used to have like chai and biscuit or maybe like a fan or samosa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then at night they used to come, they used to have like a early dinner, 8 or 9 o'clock and then after that like a slightly like an evening walk and they go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like 90% people, even my father,
mm-hmm.
we were like all the like male members in my family yes. used to have a similar lifestyle. For the girls side, all the girls used to have like 3 meals in a day,
mm-hmm.
same kind of food, like a male eating.
Yes.
Okay, they used to do like all household activities and then sleep at night. Okay, that was the basically used to have a lifestyle. But now we have a car, we have a motorcycle,
yes.
we have so many things. I remember I used to walk 2 kilometers to go to a bus stand when I used to go to school, and then carry a bus, didn't find a seat on the bus, so burning a lot of calories, So lifestyle was a different. Okay. And still those people are still surviving with a good health.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the uncles around you.
They still walk.
They don't have any diseases in your body.
True.
But they don't have disease in their body right now. So the food is not a problem. The problem is basically lifestyle. Okay. Why people go to the gym? Because they say like, yaar, main pura din gaadi chalata hu, ek ghanta paseena bahana hai.
Right. Wo wala hota hai.
Pehli cheez wo hogi. Second thing, the now problem with the nutrition is coming with the like all this like the new things happening with the like the eating options.
Mm-hmm.
You have like so many fast food, every second, third day you're eating out.
Yes.
Okay, you going to the restaurant, you eating out basically. Only used to like share lunch boxes.
Yes, yes.
क्योंकि आपको किडनी कोल खेला है उसमें से अचार निकाले उसमें से आलू की सब्जी निकाल ली उसमें से ये निकाल दिया ये होता था स्कूल कॉलेज में भी होता था मैं ज्यादा पुरानी बात नहीं बता रहा 5-7 साल 10 साल पुरानी बात बता रहा हूँ लेकिन इस 7-8 साल में जो चेंजेस आया ना इट्स ऑल वेस्टर्न चेंजेस जैसे सीनस यू वांट टू ईट मैकिंग बर्गर बर्गर किंग बेसिकली बर्गर सिंह इज लोकल सो निर्मला इज देयर लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स आई डोंट इवन रिमेंबर द नेम लाइक You don't even remember the name basically.
Yeah, walking used to go occasionally, like yeah. in 1 month we used to go.
Yeah. Every second Saturday evening, weekend, every 5 days there's a weekend,
Yeah.
And all Saturday, Sunday, weekend, you having like at least 1 or 2 meal outside. Okay. And what meal they have basically, all Ajinomoto.
Yes.
Okay. You eat this much and you feel that much.
Yes.
Okay. All they have like unorganized food basically.
Mm-hmm.
All junk basically, I call it junk.
Yeah.
Okay. So junk, the word itself is like a junk is basically junk folder. It's coming showing in your email. Okay, why are you putting a junk inside your body? I don't get the sense. Okay. So the problem is there first. Okay. Second thing, when it comes to a particular diet, see, people get a good result with a balanced calorie system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They just have a like a ghar ka khana or work out, sweat out, and they can get a decent result. Okay. But you want to go for a specific result, then you can think about like choosing a particular diet pattern.
Okay.
When you talk about zone is one of the like organized diet. Why? Because zone is like a, you don't look at the plate as a food. You look at the plate as a like a carb pattern protein.
You're more like medicine.
Yeah, you can say like you don't look at the plate as a like a food. Roti chapati sabzi achar aur kadhi chawal kabhi usme nahi mat dekho. Or normal but they can kuch mat dekho. Just look at like a how much carbohydrate you're putting, how much fat you're putting, how much minerals you're putting, how much protein you're putting.
Yes.
Because this is the component your body is made of basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously. Your body is basically a combination of carbohydrate. You want to have carbohydrate, you can't perform.
Yeah.
You don't have your fat, then your organs won't work.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have a protein, your muscle won't grow.
Yeah.
Okay. You can even like you want sustain your muscles if you don't have a protein.
True.
Okay. You don't have a calcium, then you won't bone.
So you are actually searching your plate that 40, 30,
yeah,
30.
So even that's also that's also difficult task. Like the first,
yes.
The first thing is the zone says like a think about like a fine new plate, carb, fat, and protein.
Yes.
Okay. Then think about like a quantity.
Yes.
Quantity is like a slightly a challenge task. When you stick to a particular diet, it takes like a 1 to 2 weeks, 3 weeks to think about the actual quantity.
Right.
In CrossFit world, basically your quantity changes on a daily basis. So it's a very difficult thing. Like someday you're burning 1,000 calories, someday you're burning 500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
The day you're burning 1,000 calories, you're gonna have more protein, more carb, more
right.
fat.
Right.
The day you're burning less calories, then you're gonna have an electric system,
yes.
nutrition system for your whole body. So this is basically going to be self-judgment, and it's going to take a lot of practice.
There is a lot of measurement,
lot of practice, but it's doable. This is doable. It's not just impossible, but again, you have to stick to a particular nutrition system. Okay, then you have to avoid going out. Because if you're ordering a thali from Haldiram, then how you'll expect to balance
yeah.
the carb protein in your plate.
Yes.
Okay, that's one challenge is always there. Then you again have to stick to your like a homemade food, you have to organize your own meal, but you'll get results if you stick to that diet. Okay. When you come to paleo, the zone is basically quantity of quantity of food.
Yeah.
Quantity of basically nutrition, basically, yes. Nutrient food. The paleo is quality. Okay. Paleo is quality. Okay. Go 200 years back, you'll find like Adimana. What they used to do? They used to kill animal, have tanmul.
Yes.
Tanmul khaliya, raw khaliya, you have a cake. Fish khali, masa, iodine mil gaya. ठीक है जामुन खा लिया वहाँ से पका दूध कच्चा पत्ता आग पत्थर पर जला करके खा लिया तो उससे प्रोटीन आ गया पेड़ से फल तोड़ लिया या फिर कुछ जमीन से फाड़ लिया वो खा लिया आलू गोभी जो भी हुआ था वो खा लिया तो हो गया इससे लाइक नॉन एग्रीकल्चर बिकॉज
यस
तो दैट एरा बेसिकली पहले से एरा पीपल यू नो व्हाट इज एग्रीकल्चर ओके
लाइक 10,000 इयर्स बैक दिस
आई डोंट नो लाइक द एग्जैक्ट फिगर की कब था वो But that is the idea basically.
Right.
So there's like a, you eliminate all the agriculture from your food.
Okay.
Just put non-veg, put like the regular vegetables.
Regular vegetables,
fruits, and then you're done. Just put this in your plate. Soak it and eat. If you want to eat raw, then eat raw.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the thing. Is if you are Indian and if you are non-vegetarian and you can experiment this kind of thing, you can, there is no harm. Okay, you want to get it because paleo diet will give you performance. I know Virat Kohli has a like a paleo diet, very strict paleo diet. Okay, but you can see like his sports is like a top athlete in the world right now in cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Same goes with like a lot of, I know Austin Miller goes with like
yes.
7 times CrossFit athlete. He is used to come to India like a 4-7 star. Spend good quality time.
It has
like
also good.
This is like hardcore paleo.
Yes.
Hardcore paleo. We didn't even try butter chicken. No, not butter chicken. This like a tandoori chicken in India.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like it's
mostly
so
raw.
No, very balanced basically. Because you have to know the if the pulse is in your plate, then it can't be paleo. Because
yes.
it's agriculture.
Yeah.
If your grain in your plate, if your bread is in your plate, you can't be paleo.
Yeah.
Okay, then you have to find like a vegetable, or what it can be like broccoli, it can be beans, it can be anything else. Okay, then you have to have non-veg. Non-veg you can put like mutton, chicken, bacon, or
beef,
whatever. Right. So this is beef and anything. You know,
yes.
you can put in here. That's going to be non-veg section. Is going to be vegetarian section, and for the iodine and the things they depend on seafood.
They don't go for table salt.
No.
Okay. So, what is your go-to food? Like, you are going out of your house, and or you haven't eaten anything. Like, you are leaving the gym, and you want to grab something. So, what will you get from outside? Because that will give some idea to our listeners that what could we eat outside.
See, it depends. Like, if I'm following a particular regime and I have a certain goal, then I have to be very choosy, very very choosy. Then I won't eat like I'm so hungry and my body is starving and I just grab a roadside food and eat. Okay, I try to hunt. I try to spend a good quality time and do a thorough search of the market and find like if I can find some like a egg on like a street vendor.
Yeah.
I can find like a boiled egg or maybe I can find something like some like a vegetarian thing.
Like Subway salad.
Not a big fan of like it's like first of all like, it's not really for money. if you don't have any option, then you say like you go for a Subway salad, you'll find like a bunch of chicken in that.
Yeah.
You'll find like some vegetables, you will feel like a olive in that.
Yes.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, you can
It could work,
yeah. Not be like a the basi bread.
No. And in the same way, what is your favorite CrossFit Foundation movement? We have 9 foundation movements. So, what is the one which you like the most?
See, my favorite is always deadlift.
Okay.
Always deadlift. So
why?
Because I love doing deadlift, and deadlift is basically something is fallen on the ground, you have to pick up.
Okay.
That movement is always deadlift, you know. And secondly, I love squat. The squat is going to be like one of the thing. It's going to be full body workout. You work on your back, you work on your knees, you work on your ankles, like a full body movement.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation, you talk about like all people in the world, they start with the crawling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then they walk, they come on this thing is called deadlift, and then after that they come on a squat.
Yes.
So if you find like a newborn baby,
mm-hmm.
so first step is going to do crawl.
Yeah.
Okay, you'll put like a 3 months old baby here on the back. After half an hour, you'll see like he crawled for like a couple of meters.
Yes, yes.
Couple of feet, basically. Okay, that's called crawling.
Crawl.
Just like just like a shifting the position from here.
Yes.
Okay,
rotate
and rotation and all these things. And second thing, like people then learn like how to get down and get up.
Okay,
that thing is going to be squat. And the third thing is basically is deadlift. Deadlift is basically you fall on the ground and get up. You fall on the ground and get up, like a forward bend and get up. You start picking the things.
Yes.
You start picking yourself, basically.
Yeah,
it's called air
deadlift. Toys and
it's called air deadlift. Yeah, basically you just fall back and then you try to stand up. It's called air deadlift. Like a squat is air deadlift. Okay. So those are the foundation movements. Yeah.
You like squats and deadlifts.
Yeah.
More than anything. More than muscle.
Not really.
Okay. So there is a new trend now in. Not actually really here in the fitness industry of India, but new the trend is movement training and more like, you know,
animal flow,
you should do some dance, you should do some martial art, means you should do so many things, be a generalist, I think very close to CrossFit concept, but they are widening their horizon and they are spreading into not just weightlifting, not just dancing, not just martial art. What do you think about it? How good it is for normal people if they will try?
Normal people, it's always they have to come with a choice like what they want to do it. Second thing, like the culture, whatever the culture comes in industry, they come by a very decent, good, a balanced guy. They know what the things, like so you talk about an animal flow, then you can get a few names. You can find. They are very
deep.
What they teach? So basically, when you talk about. So basically, you. Those people are very particular what they're teaching,
mm-hmm.
okay, and how they want to bring that concept in industry.
Yes.
Okay. But again, it's also what I see in new culture is always commercials involved. So they also have to earn their bread and butter. So they also look for a mass. So when you look for a mass, you can't expect all the qualities.
Right.
You know.
Totally.
Yeah. So basically, if you suppose in CrossFit level of certification, like 30 people participate in CrossFit average, maybe 50 sometimes. Okay. But the seminar staff, or maybe like the people standing next to the whiteboard, they don't expect like all 30 people going to be like a decent coach in CrossFit. But yeah, they have expectation like they can put out like a couple of good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the result, like you can see like so many CrossFit box opening. Because like a decent guy, they have confidence like, hey, I can fix this thing. I can run this box, I can bring the change in the industry, I can change like a people's movement. I can make them do a good workout.
Mm-hmm.
They go for like a next step. Okay.
So
the people, they were not able to do the work on the basics, they can't go in next step. They can't even imagine
like so you're saying like for a normal person, from gym to CrossFit and then CrossFit to movement, that should be the run they should climb.
I don't know, like there should be a sequence.
No, in general, like if a simple person, normal person, he started in the gym, a boy who started in the gym, so first understand those things, and for him even CrossFit is too much.
Yeah.
And after CrossFit, like for me, after understanding CrossFit, I thought I should do a bit more further.
Yeah.
And then
it's
just
it's
like,
yeah. You can try new things.
Yes.
Okay. With CrossFit, but you know what is CrossFit saying? If you look at the CrossFit pyramid, what they say? What is it like? You work on nutrition, then you work on your weightlifting, then you work on your metabolic conditioning, then you work on your skills, and in the end, it's like a go play sport.
Yeah.
Go discover new sport. Okay, for you, there's like a doing like a lizard crawl, doing a
yes.
crawl, doing a child crawl.
Handstand.
It's going to be moving for you.
Yeah.
But like you again, other way around, you can find like a people doing like a those kind of movement because they are doing from a day one and they
yeah.
mastered themselves for them. Like I have seen like people on the street doing like a backflip or front
yeah.
flip.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it will take you 2 years to do a, like a front flip or backflip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
But they are so masters. So, you know. So you for you, you can discover like a backflip or front flip. It's going to be a new sport for you, but it doesn't mean that sport doesn't exist in the universe.
It is
yeah,
not.
So basically, CrossFit says like a go discover new sport. Do something new. Play sport. Okay. You play, do like a racket sport. I don't know. You do play basketball, volleyball, anything.
Okay. But build a foundation before doing that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, if you do like a lizard crawl, you know like what all you need. You need like
yes.
a good mobility.
Good
mobility.
Good mobility.
You need good spine. You need good stretching. If somebody is not able to do like a cobra pose, if nobody is like doing like a quarter half squat, how you can spend expecting him to do like a beer crawl, a good push up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So foundation is always there. Foundation. Size again. Has to be like a mechanism.
Yeah.
Consistency and then intensity.
In any case. So I think
this
thing works.
But then like at school, what the like when it's a semester starts, you start with like what? Nothing. You just start with like at the opening your book, like a thought of doing like a basic like a about the like a subject.
Yes.
And then you think about like reading a book. And then you like think about solving the questions.
Then some students go beyond the syllabus and explore other things.
They like book.
Yeah.
So it's always like in every case. It's every case. And this is the CrossFit is saying like a negative consistency intensity. It's not a CrossFit terminology, it's universe terminology.
They actually bring it into the mainstream.
Yeah, they are giving you a word
yes.
to understand it. But this is universe
thing.
Okay, first day you don't be a pilot. You have to understand like how to ride
yeah,
a this thing. This is the cycle.
Right.
How to
right.
drive a car. You know?
Yeah. Very, very good explanation, coach. These days, you must be seeing this marathon trend. Obstacle course runs, and I have seen seriously no preparation. People are highly deconditioned and they think, okay, let's go for fun and we'll do something. Do you think this trend is healthy in any sense?
So, everybody is there and butter is there. So like you should not comment on like
as a coach, as a fitness professional, do you
like,
think people must prepare at least for 2-3 months?
Of course they have to prepare, otherwise like you can make a difference, you know. I know, like, people go for an obstacle run, and they are so relaxed. You know, 1 week, or maybe they discover a new injury.
Right.
You know, so what is the logic? Like, you went to enjoy yourself, and actually, you're suffering yourself for the next few minutes.
Right.
Yeah, so you have to be prepared. I know, the people getting a prize money, standing on an obstacle runs competition, and like, I came first, I came second, and third. Of course, they guys have a foundation.
Yeah.
Even they get over like another obstacle run after a few hours.
Right.
You know, okay, those leagues is different. But the mass is participating in that. I think this is the responsibility of the organizer.
Right.
This is the responsibility of the
training team,
basically the sponsors.
Yes.
They should, when they sign up for the people, they have to release a proper waiver, basically questionnaire. See, this is the thing going to be happen. This is going to be the kind of the obstacle is going to be happen. Give them a basic idea, or maybe they can do a, like a slide
screening,
video release kind of
thing. Like
a hospital has to basically, they do like a video release basically. Hey, this is going to be the movement standard.
Right.
Try to do something like this.
Yes.
Okay, like what they're doing, like hospital open and everything, you know. So this obstacle guys, basically, they can also, this the runner thing can be like, hey, if you are running a first time 21K, so this is the basically general consequences happen. Okay, and we are not sure that it's going to happen with you, but there's a possibility. To reduce the possibility, you can do these things. Okay, or maybe you don't just start with 21K, we have an option of 10K, 5K also. Okay, so try 5K, 10K this season, and next season try next level.
Just some of that.
Yeah, so this is, I think this is not a, see, there's no harm being a more professional.
Yeah.
See, there's no harm like taking care of your clients.
Right.
Okay, there's no harm. So you have to be basically, think about like a next level. See, I know like 3,000 people going to participate in my event, but those 3,000 people, are up to the mark, that question has to occur in the brain of the organizer.
Right.
Okay. Then after that, if the question is occurring in the brain, they have to look for a solution. I say every question has an answer.
Yeah, it's a more
responsibility. Every lock of a key. So you have to think about, like, then you can start releasing the stuff. If your level is this, you can do this. You can level is this, you can do this. Okay. Don't try to scale this workout. Instead of doing this workout, you do your squat or work and move on.
Yes. Some options should be there.
You know, we organize a lot of lifetimes, like a competition, the CrossFit Games series kind of thing for our own CrossFit. So like I see, like a lot of people, they are not able to do a movement. Suppose like I'm putting a muscle up in my workout. Like 80% population can't do muscle up. So if the 80% population not able to do that, like a very skilled specific movement, what they have to skip that movement? No, they have to do a same intensity different activity.
Okay.
That's called scaling. So I say, if you can't do muscle up, like a 5 muscle up, do body burpees here, or maybe like a body box jump or something else, or maybe body push-ups, and then move on. Don't just skip.
Right.
In obstacle skill thing, what do you do? Like if people say like, hey, I'm not able to do this, okay, just organizing a big run or big event don't have a lot of investment, a lot of commercials basically.
True.
So if you don't get a mask, you will be bankrupt. You won't survive.
True.
Okay. But surviving is a different thing, but looking after your crowd is a different thing.
Yeah, people get out of
my answer is could be I could be wrong. Like those guys like
those guys
listening this thing, they can definitely question me, but if you're wrong. Okay, no problem, sir. My apology.
Yeah. No. It's a perception. It's a valid point.
Yeah.
Okay. Coach, what do you think about yoga in CrossFit? Because I see, especially...
See, CrossFit is a terminology.
No,
CrossFit is a terminology.
I'm not saying...
Then yoga? Yoga is basically a thorough... Matlab, yoga is so deep. Matlab, nobody can able to...
No, my question is... So people who are doing CrossFit, they are becoming more and more stiffer because they mostly focus on their workout and some stretching and all. But they are tending to be stiffer. They are becoming fitter, definitely. But in this aspect, the flexibility and mobility, which is the integral part of the
yoga.
So if they include yoga,
They will improve their performance, they will benefit.
Yeah.
Their body will benefit. They are even injuries.
Like there is always a lot of benefit basically.
The depth of your muscle is breaking down so much. And then when you're breaking so much of muscle, you create a lot of domes.
Right.
Okay. When you're creating a domes, then you are definitely going to make your body stiff.
Yes.
You know, and then definitely that pain basically is not a very healthy pain. Some people enjoy it, but that is not a good thing.
If it is for 1 or 2 days, then it's fine.
So being CrossFit, I know basically the output of CrossFit is basically you go all out.
Yeah.
And then once you go all out, then you don't have a strength to do like a single cobra pose.
Right.
You know. So that's the biggest challenge here. So here what we can do in every individual programming, you pick up like a few yoga postures.
Yeah.
Yoga poses basically that we do in CrossFit pick up the movement basically, and then what we do basically, we after every workout we say like today we do 5 yoga postures in stretching. Definitely we do other stretching also, dynamic stretching like a butterfly and all these things, any yoga ancient stretches. But we say like we're gonna do like a Halasana, Bhujangasana, different asanas basically. So you can pick up. So this is going to be a challenge. Basically, the people in the class are not going to do more activities, but you can still pick up like 7, 8, 5, 6 poses. Make it nicely. Like okay, calm and then
like.
Now we are almost in the end of this session. It's a weird question though. Where would you see Piyush Pandey after 20 years? Like, not in professional aspect. I still doing CrossFit, still doing workouts, still teaching people.
It's already 20 years when I started my career.
Yeah, I know. I want to see like 50 years old Piyush Pandey doing the same thing.
And 7 years running CrossFit.
Yeah.
Okay. And I love seeing like people are opening more CrossFit boxes.
Yes.
And the first generation like going through our own single hand.
Yes.
Because I also learned from somebody else, you know.
Yes.
So doing really good. Like they have a decent name. I know like both CrossFit is there, the Robust is there. CrossFit Life Performance is there. And a lot of Reebok, Stride. I'm sorry if I skipped a few names.
No, it's fine.
So you guys are there. So it's beautiful journey basically. But if you talk about the retirement plan,
no, it's not retirement plan. It's like 50 years old, Piyush Pandey.
I will be taking care of my own body.
Coaching.
Okay. Today, my biggest responsibility is right now to look after my coaches.
Yes.
Because in my gym, it's about like 50 people coming. Not 50 people, more people coming. Like I said, 90 people coming in my gym. So all 90 people I cannot look after.
Yes.
But direct or indirect, that's my responsibility to look after.
Right.
So who do not look after them? The people pushing them, standing in the class, giving them movement. Okay, so my biggest challenge right now at the moment is basically making my coaches solid, building a sound team. They can be dependent. They should not rely on me all the time.
Right.
They can definitely come for the
suggestion
and answer suggestions and everything. You know, but yeah, basically because I cannot single-handed take care like all individual clients in my class, in my gym, or maybe around the city.
So you want to empower the whole generation of coaches.
That's my idea basically. Yeah. I want to build up like a really nice team, and then when I come to training the trainers, which is called TPT program, is I'm very harsh, very rude,
yes.
very egoistic basically, very very typical, very classical.
Yeah, so, at that time people don't understand.
No,
they understand.
I'm still like that, you know. And some of the people get offended.
Right.
I apologize on that on a personal level. But I always say it's official, it's not personal.
Yeah.
It's always official, it's not personal.
Right.
Because I have learned that way also. Okay, because
yes.
My teacher, my seniors, they used to be
yeah.
way harder than
that.
I just hit their ego, like this is you right now, okay?
Right.
This is you, okay? And you should not be like that.
You have to improve.
Yeah, you have to improve. Right. And this is you. I'm shaking them up all the way, basically.
Yeah, everybody have a different way to teach,
and
this is your way. I have seen both aspects, teaching
moments, teaching theory,
yes,
is always easy.
Right.
Okay. Anybody can teach. But like making you realize like what are the living in your personality as a coach,
right,
is going to be a tough task. Okay.
That's true.
How are you gonna bring it up? Okay, that is going to be a challenge basically. But I'm glad like all the people are one thing like they have taken abuse from me like doing today. So I'm sorry for that, but it's not personal, it's always up to you. When I ask somebody to join my team, I always say, like, see, it's not going to be easy.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe you will hate me. Okay. But hate me on professional level, not on a personal level.
Right.
Yeah. Because next time we are having a tea together, we are having eating the same restaurant, I'm asking you for so many favors, you know?
Yes.
So it's always like that.
Right.
Yeah. But after 20 years, I don't know. Just keep working. There's no enjoyment going on like a top. It's always like you enjoy journey, you know? I don't believe in destiny.
No,
you should enjoy journey basically. Okay.
Yeah,
this journey is beautiful, man. I just love it.
Like Japanese samurais used to say, it's a good day to die. So any day I'll be perfect, I'll try to do whatever I'm doing perfectly.